Torahway, Northwest London, Sunday, Chof Zayin Kislev, Gimel Chanukah, 13th of December, Harav Shraga Feivel Zimmerman Shlita, on Chanukah, The Light Within.
Baran Shabbos asks, "My Chanukah, what is Yontov of Chanukah? What are we celebrating?" And the Gemara goes on to say, after the Molchama between the Yevonim and the Chashmonaim, they came into the Beis Hamikdash, and there was only one pach shemen. There was only one small jug of oil, which would naturally only burn for one day, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle, and it burned for 8 days. And it is this miracle that we are celebrating, the Yom Tov of Chanukah. And the question is obvious, there were many nisim in the Beis HaMikdash. Asara nisim nasim b'chol yom. Pirkei Avos says there were 10 nisim every day. Besides that, there were other nisim, the times of Shimon HaTzadik, the menorah burned for 40 years in a row. So why is it there are so many nisim in the Beis HaMikdash and we don't celebrate them, we don't mark them in any way, we don't commemorate them in any way, and all of a sudden this nes we do commemorate? Next, in the Nusach of Al HaNisim we have for Purim and for Chanukah, and in the Nusach of Al HaNisim of Purim we say Kisha Omad Aleihem Haman Harasha. Aleihem, on them. In the Nusach of Chanukah, it says Kisha Omad Al Amcha Yisrael. On your nation Yisrael. Why is it in Purim we refer to Aleihem and in Chanukah we refer to Amcha Yisrael? In the Megillas Antiochus, it says that they say that the Yevonim made a gzera on Klal Yisrael on three things: Shabbos, Chodesh, and Milah. Shouldn't keep Shabbos, shouldn't keep Rish Chodesh, and shouldn't keep Bris Milah. What's unique about these three that we chose, that the Yevonim chose to be gzera on these three? More so, Shabbos and Milah are Ikrei Adas. Rosh Chodesh is relatively insignificant. Why would you choose Rosh Chodesh? You had three things to be geizah on. Why just Rosh Chodesh? More so, you should know that anyone who could stop Klal Yisrael from keeping Shabbos and Milah could have stopped them from keeping all mitzvahs. So the question is not just why these three, but why only these three? You should have stopped Klal Yisrael from keeping all. What's unique about these three? And it was sufficient to stop Klal Yisrael from these three. The Medrash Rabba says, another gzera, that the Yevonim told Klal Yisrael, Kisvu lochem al keren ashar, ki ein lochem chilek b'likei Yisrael. What is the significance of keren ashar, a axis horn? So again, we want to know why are we celebrating this miracle in the Beis HaMikdash. There are many miracles in the Beis HaMikdash. Why on Chanukah it says Al Amcha Yisrael? Why Dafka Shabbos Chodesh and Milah? And what's the significance of Kisu Lachem Al Keren Ashar? The Gemara in Tainus tells the story when the Klal Yisrael didn't have rain, and they went to Choni Amagel to daven for rain. And Choni Amagel is davening for rain, and it wasn't coming. Finally, Choni Amagel drew a circle around himself, Og Uga. He made a circle, and he told Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm not stepping out of the circle until you make it rain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears that, makes it rain right away. What was the threat? What's he threatening Rabbeinu Shalom? I'm making a circle, and I'm not stepping out. So Rabbeinu Shalom could say, you know, blind dog. What's the uniqueness? What does it mean that I'm making a circle, and in that way, it obviously was a form of tefillah, a form of, so to speak, pressurizing the Rabbeinu Shleilam to make it rain. In Birchas HaTorah in the morning, we say, Asher bocha abanu kohanim, v'nosan lonu esterosa. Now the chayre, Birchas HaTorah is v'nosan lonu esterosa. You'd simply say, Hashem gave us the Torah. What is the Asher Bachar Bonu Mikolo Amim? Hashem chose us. It's true that Hashem chose us. And forget it, it says that Hashem went to all the other Ummas and they refused to accept it. So the story is true. But why is this story part of the Bracha? So the Maral says a Yisayit. In the Bria, there are four Sugim. There are four categories in the Bria. Doimim, Tzemeach, Chai, Medaber. An inanimate object, something that grows, something that's alive, and something that speaks. It's four separate categories. In other words, how do we know it's four separate categories? Maybe it's all one. Or maybe it's just a Tesefis Smila. How do we know that a Tzemeach is a separate category, rather than saying, a tzemeach is a daimim that grows? So Rabbi Yerucham explains it. Rabbi Yerucham says as follows. Something which is a tosefes maila, you remove the maila, you still have the ikar. Something which is a different sug, if you remove the maila, you don't have anything. It says a tzemeach, a plant. If you cut off a plant that doesn't grow anymore, you don't remain with a daimim. It just decomposes. A chai that the nefesh is taken out doesn't turn into a tzemeach. And a medaba that the ruach is taken out doesn't turn into a tzemeach or doesn't turn into a daimon. That's what it means when something is four categories, that it's not, it's one thing, but it is a maila, it has an advantage, it has a strength, but it's fundamentally different. And if you take away the fundamental difference, you're left with nothing. Zok de Maral in Teres Yisrael, that is a fifth sug, Kol Yisrael. Yisrael is another sug. Yisrael is not a medabim mit mitzvahs. Yisrael is a different sug. Now, Vashteitzach, he means it spiritually. He doesn't mean physically a yid is a different body than a nachri. He means physically, spiritually, it's a different sug. How do I know this? Maybe a yid is just a medaber with a tisefes maila. Because Chazal say, kishu yordim yordim ad lamata. When a yid falls, he's worse than a nachri. The tayat is because he's taken out a nachri with mitzvahs. And if he's a nachri with mitzvahs, you take away the mitzvahs, baib da nachri. But if he's something higher, spiritually higher, so then kishu yordim yordim ad lamata. So that's the point, that there are four sugim, doimim, tzemeach, chai, medaber, and yisrael. That's the fifth sug. That is the bracha that we say, asher bochar bonu mikolo amim, v'nosan lonu esterosai. We're not just telling a historic story that the way we got the Torah is Hashem chose us, or we chose Hashem. We're saying that via the Torah, we became different. We became fundamentally different spiritually. We became a different entity. We became a different sug. We entered a different category. That's the bracha shebocha bonu. Now let's go to Chayni Amagel. Chayni Amagel makes a circle. He says, I'm not stepping out until you make it rain. What was the threat? What is the pressure on the Rabbeinu Shlom? Zot de Mabit and Sefer Beis Elikim, that a circle represents the mazalos. The world is run under the mazalos, under the constellations. And I'll pee the mazalos, it shouldn't have rained then. Came along Chayni Amagel and daven for rain. Shem said, what do you mean? It's not supposed to be rain now. So he said, but we know ain't mazal Yisrael. And therefore he made a circle around himself and said, you should know something? I'm not stepping out of this circle, because if you're going to treat Klal Yisrael like the rest of the world, you're not going to have an Asher Bocha Bonu Mikol Amim, that Klal Yisrael has its unique and own relationship with the Bayre Elam. I'm not stepping out of the circle, so then I'm like a guy, just a guy mit mitzvahs. And that's why they drew a circle around himself and said, I'm not going out until you show that there's this unique relationship, a special relationship between the Bayer Olam and Klal Yisrael. This unique relationship between the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael, this is what the Yevanim tried to uproot. And therefore one of the gzeiros were, write the Sefer Torah b'shivim l'shaynes. In other words, don't make this the Sefer Torah something unique, a bond between Klal Yisrael and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Let it be in all languages. Let it be an intellectual book. That's what they wanted to uproot. The Yevanim made a gzera on Shabbos, Chodesh, and Mila. And we asked the question, why these three? And once you could do these three, why not everything? Zaktis Vasemis. These are the three things which Klal Yisrael is different than the rest of the world. Shabbos is we have a different day of rest than the Umas Eilam. The Umas Eilam, most of them have Sunday off, and some have Friday. Chodesh, even though it's relatively insignificant, we have a different calendar than the rest of the world. Mila, we have a different mark on the body. What the Yevanim wanted to uproot was this, that Klal Yisrael is different. This, that Klal Yisrael is unique. Once you take away the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael, it didn't bother the Yevanim that we should do mitzvahs. Do all the other mitzvahs. As long as you don't think that you're special, that you're unique, and you have a unique relationship with the Beira Eilam. Tosef Pshat, as he said, they told us, Kissu lechem al keren ashar, keilam chelik lekei Yisrael. What's a keren ashar? The Maral says, keren ashar is a reminder of the Cheta Eagle. What was the Cheta Eagle? Cheta Eagle was not a Avodah Zarah. The Ramban explains that Klal Yisrael dealt directly with Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Ad Hayom Hazeh, we Baruch Ata Hashem, we talked to Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We talked to Rabbeinu Shel Olam ourselves. I once heard of Shach say, when during World War I he left his house and he came to Slobodka, it was in the Yeshiva Ketan of Slobodka, and the Yeshiva disbanded, he couldn't go back home. And he sat and he learned for a few years in a row. And he was poverty stricken. People gave him food. He said he only had one shirt and he washed it on Thursday night for Shabbos. And meanwhile he was cold, so he danced around to keep himself warm. And he said that in these few years he learned Bava Kam and Bava Basra. One of them he learned 200 times and one of them he learned 100 times. And then he said, so, but what gave me a chiz? How was I able to survive the loneliness, the fear that I had in these years? I would have thought, Bava Kam and Bava Basra. He said, no. Every time I davened, I said the words Baruch Ata Hashem. I was talking directly to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's what gave me the chizik. So that's what Klal Yisrael is. The Umas Olam always have, many of them believe in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam also, in the Creator, but they have a mamutza, they have an intermediary between them and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. They can't directly relate to Hashem, so they relate via an intermediary. The Egel Zakt Ramban was an intermediary. No one thought, even though smart people, they didn't think that a golden calf that they made 5 minutes ago from their wife's jewelry or from their jewelry took them out of Mitzrayim. Even though not that dumb. Even Mitai Yetzirah were not so dumb. What they wanted was an intermediary. In other words, they wanted to be like the Umas Olam that have intermediaries. That's what the Maral says. That they said, Kisu lachem al keren ashar. Remember the eagle that you wanted to be like the Umas Olam. She'ein lachem chelik b'leikei Yisrael. You don't have a chelik b'leikei Yisrael. Why did you have a chelik b'leikus? But you don't have a chelik b'leikei Yisrael. In other words, the gzera of the Yevanim was to be oikah, the uniqueness of the relationship of Klal Yisrael and the Umas Olam. That's why in Al HaNisim, on Hanukkah, we say, Kish'amad, Al Amcha Yisrael. On Purim it was Amad Aleim. They wanted to kill the people. On Hanukkah, no one was going to die. The way he wanted to uproot was Amcha Yisrael. Adas Nish, the Amcha Yisrael. This Hanhaga, that there's a uniqueness of Amcha Yisrael, the Ashabach Abanu Mikol HaAmim, and there's a unique relationship between the Bayre Olam and the Ummah Sa'idam, that Hanhaga that the Yavanim wanted to be Eiker. And that was the Mulchama of the Chashmanam. The Chashmanam were Mlisa Nefesh, not to save their lives. Simply that you should know Klal Yisrael is unique. After the Mulchama, and they fight, and they win, and they go into the Beis HaMikdash, and there's only one Pach Shemen. Now what should they do? How are they going to light Menorah? Teretz is not a problem. B'chol Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. They're allowed to use Shemen Tomei for Menorah. But the Chashmenam who showed for a Chavivus of Mitzvahs, Nishna them, they showed they want to be different than the Ummah Sa'olam. We want to separate from the Tumah of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nes for them that they shouldn't have to serve him via the Tumah of the world. That's why we celebrate this nes. There are many nisim in the Beis HaMikdash. Sarah nisim nasim b'chol yoyim. But those nisim were for the Rabbeinu Shlom's sakes, or so to speak, for the functioning of the Beis HaMikdash. That wasn't for us. It didn't show anything about us. It showed about the Beis HaMikdash. About the Beis HaMikdash was a miraculous place. This was the sole nes that wasn't done for the Beis HaMikdash. Als dem Hadlokas Menorah, it wasn't necessary. It was done to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciated how Klal Yisrael, how the Chashmenam fought for the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael, and that's why we made the nes, and that's why we celebrate this nes. We understand all of this, and we have to recognize that these days of Hanukkah are the days of being mechazik ourselves in the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael, in the yichud of Klal Yisrael. Not to be mushpa, not only not to assimilate in the Ummah Sa'olam, but not to be mushpa from the Ummah Sa'olam. Nizayin agoyim et mitzvahs. Be a yid. It's two separate things. A yid and a agoyim et mitzvahs. Asher bacha banu mikol ha'amim. You know, I put out a book on chinuch from Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg, who was a shiva of Neri Yisrael in Baltimore, of Ruderman's Eidim. And they asked him a question. They're teaching in a day school, and all the parents are fry. And they said, if they're going to teach about Shabbos, then half the parents are going to get insulted. Teach about tefillin, tzitzis, the other half are going to get insulted. What are you supposed to teach about? Now, there's a famous joke, teach about Yiddishkeit, right? You should know the joke, every joke has a tremendous emes. So they said, is it worth having a school where you can't teach about Shabbos, you can't teach about tzitzis, you can't teach a thing? What's the purpose of a school? So Weinberg said, if you can teach them Asher Bacha Banu Mikol Ha'amim, then keep the school open. I feel that they'll never do a mitzvah. But if you can't teach Asher Bacha Banu Mikol Ha'amim, if you're not allowed to say that a Yid is different than a Goy, then close the school right away. I think that's trapped in the joke. Red Wegen Yiddishkeit, Pshat is, Red Wegen Yiddishkeit, that Yiddishkeit is Andish, even if no one's keeping anything. So that, in the Avodah of Chanukah, is to be mechazik ourselves, Asher Bacha Banu Mikol Ha'amim. Now, Asher Bacha Banu Mikol Ha'amim is not only in the Kedushas Ha'odom, as we said from the Maral, but in the Midas of Kal Yisrael. Kal Yisrael, the Bnei Avram, will always be able to recognize them by three Midas. By Shonim, Rachmanim, V'Goyim Leich Hasadim. Now, Rachmanim, mercy, and Goyim Leich Hasadim, Klal Yisrael is outstanding. Unbelievable, the Rachmanis, the Gemilas Chesed of today. It's very possible that there hasn't been a door in Mois Matan Torah that has so much Chesed like today. Of course, we have more affluence today, so we're able to do it more. But the reality is, it's tremendous. It's Mamash Meredik. Mamash Meredik a thing, all the Chesed that goes on, and people seek to do Chesed. You know, I had a Talmud I used to teach in Ar Sameach. A Talmud, a Russian Talmud, and he went back to Russia, and he wanted to be mechazik Yiddishkeit. But remember, the Russians for years and years were atheists. He can't talk about Ruchnis. So what did he do? He was learning in Muncie. There's a Muncie Gemach book. He translated that into Russian and sent it out to people and said, come learn why people should do such things. He thought between 10 and 20 people would show up. 400 people showed up. In Russia, who would do such things? Because one of the gemachim is, if you want to go away on vacation, we'll watch your children overnight. The Russians came running. Who does such things? Why would you do such a thing? Al Kuponim, Gaim Lechasadim, Murdik, Achmanim thing. In Baishanim is something maybe we need a little bit of chizik. And I'd like to point out in some Nekudas. First is in simple Derech Eretz. Baishanim, a person who's a Baishan, has Derech Eretz, speaks with respect. If you speak with respect to everyone, Al Achas Kamva Kamva Tizakhim, the people that are older people, you should know they're in the middle of a pandemic, a worldwide pandemic, and the people who were harmed the most were Zakenim. Now you might say, that's Derech HaTeva. Zakenim don't have a strong immune system, so they're affected by a virus. But you should know that children also have a very weak immune system. And it's a unique virus. Children are not affected by Chol, and Zakenim are very heavily hit. Why does the Baruch Hashem do it? I have no idea. Of Einzach, I can tell you that it's a message to us. I don't know why. But it's a message to us. We're not appreciating our Zakenim enough. And if you don't appreciate something, the Baruch Hashem takes it away. The same thing is in COVID Chachamim. We've lost Chachamim. If we don't appreciate things, Hashem takes it away. And therefore, the midah of Baishonis, to have their cheretz, to have respect, respect for elders, respect for Chachamim, has to be mechuzik. The Gemara already predicts, b'ikvasa de Mashiach chutz b'yaska. We are in Seita, and ikvasa de Mashiach is a zayin, asach chutzpah. Now what does it mean, asach chutzpah? You think when we were young there wasn't chutzpah? Ganz gut to mechutzafim, we were in school also. So what's more today than there was 50 years ago? I once heard of Shimon Schwab said as follows. Avada, there's always chutzpah, chutzafim, there's everything. But what happens if you found someone who was not a mechutzaf? Was a nice boy, fine, refined person. You looked up to him. He said, today, if you find someone who's not a mechutzaf, they bring him to a psychiatrist. He said, that's pshat. Be'ikvasit ha'mashicha, chutzpah yaske. Chutzpah is going to be a maila. Not as a lot, yaski. That will be the maila. That's how you're going to define. This is a mutzlach. He's a mechutzaf. You don't believe me? There's a famous lawyer in America. He's Jewish, called Alan Dershowitz. A famous lawyer. Even grew up in Brooklyn. Knows how to blow Shofar perfectly, whatever. He knows how to learn Gemara also. He's not from anymore. But think. So he wrote a book called Chutzpah. And what is his thesis? That Yidden are not mechutzafim enough. They have to be more. They have to stand up for themselves more. There's a pshat, because of the Mashiach, Chutzpah Yatzke. Chutzpah Zayin HaMayla. Next is modesty, tznius. Part of Baishanim is Machshava Dibur Maisa. A Yid thinks differently. A Yid talks differently. A Yid conducts themselves differently. Finally, there's something called Loma Tisro. Not to engage in conspicuous consumption. The person's a Baishan, they might be very successful. But they don't show it off. We know, Chafetz Chaim says, after Yaakov and Esav met each other after so many years, what's the whole difference between Yaakov and Esav? So he says that Esav said, Yeshli Rav, and Yaakov and Esav said, Yeshli Koil. That's the whole difference. You don't see any other difference in the Torah. Esav measures himself and boasts, I have a lot, and Yaakov, I'm happy, I have what I have. I want to give a aura. Normally when you read this, you think Esau was taka very rich, and Yaakov, they're going to have some ayach b'chalkei. I want you to know that Yaakov might have been just as rich as Esau, and could be was more. If you read in the pasuk, you'll see, and nickname it tzayim medavodim mitrochas. So it wasn't that he had less money, just he was a tzaddik, ezel asher some ayach b'chalkei. He had the same wealth, and maybe even had more wealth. He related to the wealth differently. Esav measured himself via the wealth. Yeshli Rav. I have a lot. Yaakov didn't measure himself by the wealth. He might have had the wealth. Like I say, he might have been even wealthier. But he didn't measure himself that way. Yeshli Kol, I have what I need. How did he measure himself? He measured himself in Ruchnius. And that's something that we have to be mechazik in ourselves. All the conspicuous consumption that takes place, people acting in a way, showing off their wealth, comes from the shayrish of Esau that you measure yourself by your wealth. It's not just a person likes to show off. It's partially because he measures himself that way. If he would measure himself like Yaakov Avinu measured himself, so he wouldn't show that off. He'd show off. He'd show off a different way. He said someone once came to Baron Leib Steinman, a wealthy person. And he said, "How do you fight Gaiva?" So Baron Leib said, "Tell me, do you know Shas by heart?" He said, "No." So he said, "So what are you arrogant about?" In other words, if you measure things differently, so I have nothing to show off. So it's the thing. So that part of the Midah Vaishonis is that, again, you don't show off, but like I say, more in the Ashabach Avonu Mikol Amim is recognizing that Klal Yisrael has a different yardstick of measuring success. Let us be mechazik ourselves in these inyanim. Ashabach Avonu Mikol Amim. That we are different than the Ummah Sa'ilam. Like I say, we're not goyim mit mitzvahs. We're Yidden. A Yid is a totally different spiritual entity. We're a different sug. Just like a person is not an animal that talks, a person is a person, a Yid is not a guy that keeps mitzvahs. Or not a person that keeps mitzvahs, a Yid is a Yid. Vayta, let us be mechazik, the unique midas of Klal Yisrael. Vayshonim, achmonim, goyim lei chasadim, these are the hallmarks of what a Yid is. In their schus, we shall do so. When we get the message of Hanukkah, we'll see Allah Nisim, Allah Purkan, Allah Guros, of Jewish Asisa, Allah Sayyidina by Yamim Ahim, we'll be Zaycha to see it as one as ever, with the Gulish Lamed Maharab Yamim. Amen.